Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Hey, it's Shaq, and now that the NBA All-Star Weekend is over, it's time for the second half of the season to get underway. It's a tight battle in both the Western and Eastern Conferences as teams are vying for playoff position. And I've been saying for months, there's only one place to get in on all the action, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account and use the promo code PODCAST1. And when you make your first deposit, you'll receive a 50% bonus. That's promo code PODCAST1. NBA excitement is heating up. Don't miss out on all the fun. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, you guys, are you looking for a car? Well, there's one car that I know is really, really good out there. You know why? Because I have a friend that owns one. It's a Hyundai. It's so beautiful. I sat in this car and I had no idea what it was. And then he said it was a Hyundai. I go, are you kidding me? I had no idea. This has everything that I want. It was comfortable. It was beautiful. It smelled good. It looked good. It's everything you want in a car, man. Dude, everything about it, man. The dashboard looked like a spaceship. I mean, the seats, beautiful. Leather seats. It smelled good. It just looked good. It just looked like something you want to take out and just go on a drive with. You want to go out on the town and look good? Get a Hyundai. Get it today. Go to HyundaiUSA.com/shopperassurance, and I guarantee you this car buying experience is going to be made easy. Get your flexible test drive in. They'll set that up for you. You got a 3-day worry-free exchange just so you have that peace of mind. You don't have to worry about it. You can bring it right back. Whatever, they are confident that you will fall in love with this car. So go to HyundaiUSA.com/shopperassurance. HyundaiUSA.com/shopperassurance right now.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
It's the Koi Pond. What's up, Kaylin?
What's happening, Joe?
You look good, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I just got back from England.
So they don't eat in England?
No, I actually totally went off my diet and ate everything I could, and yet, I don't know, for some reason, everyone keeps asking me if I lost more weight.
I
don't know how that happened.
I feel like when people go on vacation, they lose weight. Even though they gain weight, for some reason, people still perceive them as losing weight.
I know why.
Why?
I think it's because they don't have the same preservatives and stuff that we have. Their FDA is different.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, you've had a mango in the Philippines.
It was amazing.
What's that? What's the one that we eat? That's a different mango, right?
That's not from the Philippines. That's from Temecula or something. That mango is not from the Philippines, because the one we ate in the Philippines tastes like a slice of heaven. If you've never had heaven before, it's in the form of a mango in Manila somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because that mango is ridiculous. We couldn't stop eating it.
We couldn't stop eating it. And the texture of it is like flan. Like, you can chew it just by pressing your tongue against the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. And there was no, like, stringy hair.
None
of
that.
There's a stringy hair mangoes.
No
need to floss. That was amazing.
If they do have a mango from the Philippines in the United States, they've shot it up with something to make it look good.
Yes.
Yeah, they keep shooting up our shit with shit.
They have to preserve it to get it here and make it look fresh.
Why? Why do they shoot our stuff up all the time?
Because they think we love roids.
Why do they shoot up stuff all the time? Why do they do that?
I don't know. They do. They make the chickens, like, they take like a baby chicken and it turns into an adult like overnight.
Yeah. I seriously saw a chicken breast this weekend that was the size of a full chicken.
Yep.
I think I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's disgusting.
It is.
Yeah. I think the FDA guys were, like, looking at Ninja Turtles, and they were like, you know, we could do that. And they started putting fucking that mutagen on shit.
Isn't that weird that we are slowly seeing this stuff come to life? 25 years ago, these were like, you know, if you saw it, you're like, that'll never happen. And now you see it, and you're like, I saw that Tuesday. I saw a turtle with a blue bandana around its eyes.
And then I ate it.
And he had a sword strapped to his back. I swear to God.
What are you eating, turtle bicep?
Yeah, man. What is that? Why are we slowly turning into these, like, mutants? You know what I saw the other day?
What's up?
This is on YouTube. It's another one of those Red Bull battles, right? Okay. And I'm telling you, these are the kind of things that slowly morph humans in like X-Men.
Wait, what's a Red Bull battle? Like,
it's
people
like,
just chugging
not Red Bull?
Bull
battle. It's a Red Bull competition. They support like these weird sporting events that are like really
like
crazy.
Extreme sports.
But heavy extreme. Like those squirrel suit guys that jump out of planes and fly and grab balloons off the side of mountains. You know what I mean? Like, that's a sport. And they're traveling at 180 miles per hour. And it's crazy to see it, but you know, we keep doing that for a few amount of years. People are going to start flying pretty soon.
Yeah.
And landing.
Yeah.
Because some of these guys, they're already talking about trying to land without a parachute. Like, slowly glide down and land. Like, that's eventually going to happen.
Yeah.
It's inevitable. You know what I mean? Now, they got this thing. This guy jumps out of a plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Free falls, right? It's over the desert somewhere, right? And free falls without a parachute, bro. And lands into a net just before he hits the ground. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen. Kaylin, have you seen that?
Yeah, I just saw it like 2 days ago, actually.
It is
absolutely insane.
Wow.
The dude jumps out of a plane, just randomly flying, and glides, you know, that squirrel suit thing without a parachute into a net.
Explain the squirrel
suit. A squirrel suit is these suits now that have like it's like the flaps connect the arm and the body. It becomes a wing.
It's kind of like a webbing between the wrist to the belt. Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess he was inspired by those flying squirrels. Here, look at this video right here, you guys. What is it, Kaylin? How can they look at it?
You just go on like a Red Bull parachute net, and like it'll come up.
Look at this. 25,000 feet, bro. Look, the guys that were supposed to protect him already went away from him because he's too close to the ground now. Bam.
Oh. How fast do you think he's falling?
They go about 150, 160, right?
It's got to be something like that.
It's got to be.
Man, I'm going to tell you what I think that is. I think that's white dudes being frustrated that they're not as good at some sports. And they're like, you know what?
I'm going to pick something that no black dude's going to do this shit. They will never try this.
Would you try that?
No.
There you go.
I won't try it. That's anybody. That has nothing to do with race.
You're not pure white, though. Watch this. Hey, Kaylin. Would you do it?
No.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself, Chase. No one would do that. But you know what's crazy? Eventually, watch. In about, I don't know, 60 years, that's going to be a ride. That'll be a ride. We're moving that fast.
They just attach some dude to you. Like, all right, let's go. I got this, man.
Dude, they're already. You know what Will Smith is going to do on his birthday? Do you know what he's going to do on his 50th birthday?
Is he going to bungee jump somewhere?
Out of a helicopter that's going to be like the free fall is literally like 1,000 feet or something. I'm making up a number, but it's something like that. He's literally going to jump out of a helicopter the length of like a skyscraper.
But that's just a rich guy being bored.
No, it's not. That's actually something that people are doing. People pay for that. Now, when does it get to the point where they're like, you know what? We don't want the bungee cord. I want to fly into that net. It's going to happen.
But, yo, have you seen Will Smith's Instagram, though?
He's the best.
He's a human special effect.
The best and greatest thing.
He is.
On the web.
Yeah. That dude is magic.
I told people to follow him. You want to be inspired? Go. And I get it. You know, he does have millions of dollars. It's crazy to see $1 million in 60 seconds because that's literally what you're watching. You're literally watching $1 million being spent in 60 seconds. And that's Will Smith money.
Wow.
But it still takes a lot of drive and a lot of motivation for a 49-year-old man to do something that inspirational.
Yeah. No,
consistently.
Totally. Like as artists, like you get to decide how your art's going to go out there. And he turned his Instagram into one of the best art galleries on planet Earth. Yeah.
And it's crazy because, you know, there was a time where Will Smith was like every year you get two, you at least get one. Mm-hmm. You at least get one movie from Will per year.
Yeah.
And God bless if you got two, right? But for some reason, we haven't seen that dude. Like, I haven't seen anything from him. But
I think the last thing he did was the Netflix.
You know, and we won't consider that.
Yeah.
But that Instagram?
Uh-huh.
That Instagram is making up for all the movies he has not made, man. Because I'm addicted, bro.
Yeah.
I'm addicted. I literally watch Will. Like, I wake up and I have to see what he's posting.
And that's what's great about the mystique and the magic of him. Like, it's Will Smith. It's like, Will you're Smith. Watching Will Smith.
You're
like,
watching Will
it's
Smith.
It's like when you watch his movies, you like the movies where he's Will Smith more than when he's doing a character sometimes.
It's so funny. It's so funny when people say they possess a likable quality. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just something about him. He's likable. They say that.
Yeah.
They'll say that. And sometimes you don't get it, and then you do get it.
Then you do get it.
And Will Smith is that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to tell. No one even has to tell you he's likable.
He's been that guy from the rap
from
career.
Jump,
Fresh Prince and then everything else.
And, I wanna say, and that's what I love about his rap career, too, is – it's for sure Will Smith rapping. He's not trying to be harder than normal.
Nope.
He's that dude.
This is me. And he put out like a diss record. And you could tell it was just for fun.
Right.
And I posted it on my Instagram. You know what I mean? It was just talking about how, you know, all you guys are flossing, blah, blah, blah. And he drops. You know, it's a dated style of rap.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got these cats that can really... They've turned this rap into something else where his is that basic, you know what I mean? It's the certain cadence that he holds.
Right.
But boy, can't fuck with his diss.
Nah, he killed that.
Because his diss, here's the difference between Migos dissing and bragging about the shit they got, and here's a guy that really got
that shit.
I really got that shit, bro.
Right, and that's what he
you
said.
You brag about Louis Vuitton. I have a Louis Vuitton airplane that flies to China because I want Chinese food today. That's Will Smith money.
Yep.
You can't fuck with it, man.
Right.
I loved it. I love everything about that guy, man. Just stay inspired, you guys. That's what I'm trying to get out. Try and fill yourself up with positive shit. You know, look for it. We find ourselves searching for negative shit all the time. Mm-hmm. What is that for? I do it. I know I say this every week. I do, and I know. But I think I like to say it out loud because sometimes I fall back into that what's it called? That's
negative space.
That negative space. Yeah. I don't like it, man.
Yeah.
I find myself like it's easy to look at that fight on Instagram. You're like, you see these two guys squaring up. And you press play and you get a joy out of it. Well, I don't like that.
There's
so
much of it that you have to dig through all the negative to find those nuggets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
I watched this one on Will. It's Will Smith again. I'm sorry. But it's Jaden opening up for J. Cole. And Will is going to jump on stage with his son. And the crowd has no idea. And I was like, I wish I was fucking there for that moment. What an amazing moment.
Yeah.
That this man who paved this career, who is literally an icon, he is rap. You know what I mean? Like when you think of rap, that's who you think of. You put his name up there with the guys that the forefathers of the game. That's him.
Yeah.
You know, and now his son is carrying that torch. And then here's your dad that's going to walk out. Honestly, it doesn't matter how big you get, Jaden. When your dad walks out, it's a fucking epic moment, right, bro.
Yeah.
And I wish I was there that night. There's no one that's going to be bigger than that. No one. J. Cole's is not going to do shit that night. J. Cole can kill it that night. Jaden, you can kill it that night. But nothing is going to smash that moment where Will just walks out with his son.
Yeah.
And does this and does his verse, like yo, that's epic. And I got like a little emotional when I saw it. I was like, yo, this is so like, just the way his son was just like holding the. Did you watch the video? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
So you know they got that song called Icon, right?
Yeah.
And he does it with his dad, and he's opening for J. Cole, and I think it's at Staples. I don't know. And then Will comes. Backstage, he comes back and he's, once again, he's talking to his film crew and he's like, hey, I'm going to walk out on stage with my boy Jaden, you know, my son Jaden and blah, blah. And then you see Jaden walk up and then Jaden's holding the iPhone with the song that they're going to do. And then he looks at his dad and he goes, if you come out on this part, oh my God. Like, you can even tell his son is Dad, this is going to be fucking crazy. And it's just one of those moments that I wish I was there to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know why I told you that, but stay motivated.
Yeah.
That shit inspires me.
Yeah.
I got a son. You know what I mean? It would be amazing to see my son be like, hey, dad, Let me do 7 minutes in front of you. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give a fuck what I do after him. You know what I mean? I don't even want to go up after him. Just the fact that he's following my lead.
Yeah.
And shit. That's on so many, there's so many layers to that, mm-hmm. right? Kind of like you, Dre, yeah. when yeah. you see AJ, you know, playing ball and yeah. getting scholarships after scholarship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just wow! It's so amazing, and I do know what happened, and you know our prayers go out to AJ.
Yeah.
But fuck, right? What an amazing feeling for you, right?
Oh yeah.
That
yeah.
was in it's, your balls, bro.
Yeah, it's amazing.
No pun intended.
I am a creator. For
you
sure.
are a creator, bro.
Yeah.
But it's cool because it wasn't. Just something you enjoy doing and you excelled at it. It's a gene,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's a DNA thing for sure.
It's a strand.
Yeah.
You fucking gave that to her, yeah. and she's fucking good. Yeah. AJ's so good, man. I get, you know, when Gemma sends me videos, man. I always show people, like, look at this shit. This bitch just hit 4 goddamn 3-pointers in a row, like just with a nice, mm-hmm. like easy stroke.
Yeah, she's talented, man.
It's
talented.
Crazy to see yeah. that. It's yeah. fun to see that.
It is, yeah. I imagine, like, you know, when you, I mean, obviously it's a different level, but when you watch, like, Del Curry watching Steph play.
Yeah.
That's gotta be, because it's like, Del was good.
Yeah.
And he was a great shooter.
Yeah.
But
he had a crazy hairline. I want everyone to know what Del Curry looked like, because I remember Del Curry.
Yeah.
Because I used to watch, because I think he played for the Kings, right? I think he played for the Kings or something like that. I can't remember what team he played for. I think he was a traveling dude,
played
too.
Played for the Hornets, for sure.
Yeah, he played for the Hornets.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had one of those flat tops,
uh-huh.
but his hair was receding. But he kept that flat top.
Early, like mid-20s early.
Yeah, wow. It was like receding back here, but he still kept it square. Oh, but it was like, yo, Phil Collins up here. But he could ball out, man.
He had that deep face.
Yeah, and I always loved his name, Del Curry. I always loved that. I thought that was just a cool name, Del Curry.
Yeah.
But yeah, then his son is just how amazing. He's got two sons playing.
Yeah, Seth plays also. But
but man.
I think you like the name Del Curry because it made you hungry.
I love Curry, bro.
It sounds like Del Taco made a curry play.
Yo! I didn't even think of that. That's right. I forgot. I think everyone knows that Chase and I are in love with Del Taco.
Oh, my God.
We will drive 40 minutes outside of any city just to get to a Del Taco. And then we're also in love with Japanese curry.
Yeah. Yeah.
So out of all the curries, put
the two together. It's over. Del Curry, bro. Yo, we should pitch that to
you. Need to call
to
him.
Del Curry.
That's a phone call.
That's a good idea. It's a Mexican Japanese. I'm done. I'm going to patent this real quick. Let me write this down. Hey, you guys, if you're looking for a car, there's only one place to go. That's True Car. That's right. True Car. TRUECAR.com. Go to True Car. Why? Because why do you want to go to those dealerships and haggle and then spend all that time in the baking sun haggling? And then you know what you do? You go to another dealership and haggle over there. And then you got to walk back and forth between two or three dealerships to try and figure out who has the better deal. And then you just keep haggling. And then you got to take a lunch break. And then now it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And now you're just desperate. I'll just take whatever. I don't want to walk over there anymore because it's too far. I'll just take this. And then guess what? You go home with the car that you didn't want. Then you pay $2,000 too much. Why? Why do you want to go through that? It's an emotional roller coaster. You don't have time, you guys. People don't have time. You just want a good car. You want the right color and you want the right price. And there's only one place to do it. True Car. You know your true price is a great price because True Car shows you what other people paid for that same car that you want. So you might as well see it. They'll show you everybody. This is what your car goes for. And this is what everyone's paying for. I can get it for you. Why get ripped off? True Car's not going to rip you off. Certified dealers set their true price competitively so they can win your business. They want your business, man. Just go to True Car so you can find them. They'll cut out the middleman. They'll do all the work for you. You don't want to work for your car. You just want to walk in and buy it. That's it. True Car will do that for you. So go to TrueCar.com, TRUECAR.com, or just download the app. That's right, True Car app. Get the app and get your car today. But what an excitement. What a crazy feeling, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was excited when Gemma sent me that video of you and you were coaching the team, and this was without AJ. You were just coaching the girls team.
Yeah.
At the high school, and you guys won.
Yeah.
Right?
By a buzzer beater, yeah.
By a buzzer beater. That girl was balling, too. Do you keep in touch with her, or what?
Yeah, yeah. I train her, actually. Yeah,
yeah, she's balled out, man. She was great, and she took that last-second shot, and they won the game. You should have seen Dre. Yeah. First of all, it's just fun to watch Dre run. But to see Dre run in a suit with slippery Sunday shoes on, trying to maintain his balance on the hardwood was funny, bro.
And by the way, the whole celebration ran the opposite direction.
He ran somewhere else. He looked like he was running to his car to cheer by himself.
Did you slide at the end when you stopped?
He did everything. Did.
Hockey stop.
He never had
straight hockey stop.
Yeah, man. He had Sunday shoes on. He didn't know what to do on that court, bro. He was ice skating. It was so funny. But those are cool. Those are cool moments, man. It's crazy to explain that, man. Well, no, it's not crazy to explain. There's parents that know what I'm feeling.
Well, I mean, just when you've affected someone, even if it's not your kid, and you've affected someone in that way,
yeah,
and you know that you played a part,
yeah,
in their success, it's cool,
yeah,
yeah,
and you knew it too, huh?
Oh yeah,
was that play drawn up for her?
No,
it wasn't. So no. She improvised that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
She got a steal and a floater.
Yeah.
To win it. Yeah.
But wow. Did you know she was going to take that shot?
Yeah, once you got the ball, yeah, of course, yeah.
That's awesome, man.
So, you know, you're watching it, and it's like in slow motion, you're watching it.
Yeah.
But I knew it was in.
That's so cool, man.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I love that.
That's why, you know, when that's what I love about sports. You know, people hate on sports. Like, there's people that just always hate on sports. And then there's people that love sports. And then there's people that are obsessed with sports. I'm not obsessed. I love the passion that these guys have because they are your modern day dreamers. Mm-hmm. And talk about dreaming, man. That is the most far-fetched dream you can possibly imagine. I'm going to be a professional basketball player and I'm going to be in the starting five of a team. That is like winning the fucking lottery twice.
Yeah. I mean, because first of all,
to say that at an early age, mm-hmm. to say that at like, because those kids, they know right around 8 or 9, they're going to be a basketball player. Yeah. And every year they're saying that, yo, how can you not be inspired by something like that?
Yeah. I mean, you got to understand what the odds are.
That's what I'm saying. It's like literally a billion to one.
Yeah.
You're not.
Like 0.03 make it.
You bro, know what I mean? here's another thing. I'm not a basketball player, Dre. You are.
Mm-hmm.
How many fucking badass point guards did you see in your day? Right?
Yeah.
And not one of them got picked.
Yep.
And they were NBA potential.
So they don't just pick the best people. There's more that goes
into
it.
Bro, it's about roles. Well, it's about caps. It's about, you know, it doesn't come down to just talent. You know what I mean?
What does it come down to?
It, like I just said, there's role players. What's a cap? There's a guy that, hey, we just want a motherfucking body that can get this lane open. Yeah, we want a guy that can grab rebounds and get it to this dude who we paid $130 million to.
It's about a team's needs at the time. And then also it becomes about, you know, what you represent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're representing the league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like
you're a face, too.
You're a face of the league. So you can't just be good and be an asshole off the court.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At least not 100%.
Yeah, and of course you get your special breeds. You know what I mean? You get your Allens, you get your Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You get No, I don't even think Steph was special at first.
No.
Special. Not at all. He wasn't a number one draft pick. Like, no, you know, AI and Michael and all those cats at Olajuwon, you know, those guys were special.
Yeah. LeBron was special.
Well, LeBron didn't even go to the draft. He was so special, but none of those guys could have. Kobe, you know, those guys were brought here but then you get someone like Steph, like, yo, Steph, he wasn't like the choice of the NBA.
So a lot of it's just being, like, in the entertainment industry,
right place,
it seems
right
similar,
time.
Just, but also being a cool person. It's like, it'd be cool to work with this guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to stress me out.
For sure. And it did help that Del Curry was in the league.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That helped.
You know what I mean? But hands down.
But he worked his ass off
to be the best player in the NBA. Don't get me wrong. But he was this close to playing in China.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how hard it is to be a professional athlete. That's why, that's what my love is for that sport, because they're showing you that the impossible is possible.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I want to be a stand-up comedian. Like, and I'm not saying my job is easier, but it is, it's more accessible. The odds aren't that high. Like, any guy that, like you right now, Dre, you can go to the Ice House and do an open mic.
True.
But you can't get a goddamn NBA. You can't get a tryout at the NBA.
Right.
There's a lot of fucking work. We're talking years of training and a lot of coaches signing and vouching and hoping and then crossing your fingers and a scout might come.
Yeah.
Bro, a lot of stuff has to go right. And then you got to hope your knees don't blow out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of factors, man.
You could be number one draft pick, your knee blows out, and you might not get picked all of a sudden. And that's just in 1 month. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, like, that to me, that's why I love sports so much. There's that agony of defeat and that win when she hit that floater. Like, there's so much more than her just hitting that floater.
Yeah.
There's like, the coaching.
There's so much that went into that one moment.
Man, one moment, you know?
Yeah.
The other cool thing about sports, though, is that there's a defining moment of success.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know when the success happened.
Yeah.
Because when that clock hits zero and whoever's winning is winning, and that's it.
That's it.
And you know, and it's just that moment. That's why we crowd around television sets and watch.
Yeah,
we watch for that moment.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's cool, man.
Yeah,
I love it.
So, Dre, I have a question. Since like you know professional basketball, you understand like y'all know it on another level. When you watch it in a movie, are you like, this is whack, or you can still get behind it?
There's
like,
some movies that get it.
Some movies that get it,
but a lot of time I think they don't have. They don't have the budget, maybe, to do it properly.
Yeah,
like can you watch the last scene in Teen Wolf?
All right, see, that's I knew you were gonna do something like that. I knew you were gonna bring it. Yeah, he can relate to a fucking wolf,
not relate,
man.
To it, just, is it watchable? Like, can you like? Is it?
But that's not a basketball movie. Why don't you ask him? Can you relate to Blue Chip? Why don't you ask him if he can relate to Hoosiers? Why does it have to be Teen fucking Wolf when Michael J. Fox turns into a wolf and plays basketball
at the Indies
and scores 175 points?
A movie which I loved, by
because
the way.
Because no one wants to. Yeah, actually, I do love the movie too. And I also like Part 2. I think Part 2 was Jason Bateman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Part 2 as well.
I think Part 2 was a boxing movie. I don't remember.
Yeah. I love them both. You're a dick. You're such a dick.
There's something I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, go for it.
Why is it that it's you look? Why do people look down on me when I floss in public?
Some you know people. What? I think you should be respected for that.
I think so too.
I think you should be respected.
I'm not smoking cigarettes.
What do you mean?
Shit.
When you floss your teeth in public.
Yeah, floss. You floss. Like
I thought he meant.
Oh, you mean floss? Like, hey, I got a pistachio colored LA Dodgers hat.
Yeah.
No, not that kind of floss.
I got this Ebonic background. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, carry on.
So educated Ebonic background, by the way.
Yeah.
This guy has a degree, bro. Listen, what do you find more offensive? A guy next to you flossing or a guy next to you smoking?
Probably smoking.
Okay. So then why is it if you saw a guy flossing, you would say that's disgusting?
I don't think it's disgusting.
Thank you.
You wouldn't say that. You would. Yes, you would.
As long as I'm not flicking
it. You're only saying that because I gave you the scenario.
I probably wouldn't watch.
Yeah, it's disgusting to look at.
Yeah.
Hands down, especially I've seen the stuff that comes out of Chase's mouth. He's got a couple teeth that hold food for weeks. I don't even know how floss goes. He needs to use like a shoelace.
I mean, is this like an in-depth floss? Because like
where you're massaging the gums,
yeah. Because there's your morning floss where you really get in there, and then there's the after lunch floss where it's kind of like okay,
let me just get that. Yeah, let me get this pepper out of my tooth.
No.
Oh, when I floss to floss.
In public, you're going in.
Yeah, man. I got a couple teeth that just they got pockets, man.
Yeah. And it feels so good when you're done. Good. When you're done, it's like I didn't know I needed to scratch that itch.
Dude, you know just explained something so real.
What the?
That I've never found a way. I always said massage your gums. Because that's what, like.
It feels great, yeah.
Like, I'll bleed, and I used to, at first, I'd be like, God damn, that hurts. Now, I love it.
That feeling afterwards.
Feel like it's an itch that you should have scratched a long time ago.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. You're touching that area that you can't touch, and just massage your gums. It's healthy for your gums.
And they're like, and that little throbbing is them saying, thank you, bro. Thank you so much.
God, thank you.
Oh, my God.
That was a flaming hot Cheeto.
So what kind of responses have you got in public from flossing?
It's like, ew, don't do that.
Like, seriously?
Yeah, like, seriously? Yeah. And then they puff their vape pen in my face and walk away.
Yeah.
Are you like, I'm trying to be crispy right now.
Are you floss, full-on string floss?
Yeah,
or are you with the, I can't use that. This dude taught me how,
I used to be the pluckers. I used to get the little pluckers.
Yeah.
And then he showed me the way, and I was like, are you serious?
Yeah, glide, bro. Oral-B glide.
Or just regular floss.
Nope, I can't use wax floss from Johnson & Johnson. Bye. Have a bad day. That doesn't do shit but leave pieces of floss in my teeth.
I actually use the fifth pocket in my thing.
Yeah, there it is. That's Glide.
Glide.
Oral-B.
Floss.
I know what I'm talking
regular
about,
floss.
Bro.
That's the good one.
Yeah, man.
That's
Glide by Oral-B.
It's the best. You need it to have some mint.
Bro, it's made out of satin, and it goes in between your teeth like a snake.
Mm-hmm.
And just goes in and just grabs whatever you need and pulls it right out.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best floss in the world. This episode is brought to you by Glide. Oral-B Glide. Get that food from last week today. What else do you have, man? I like that. That was good.
You like that?
I agree with you 100%.
So I have this. Have you ever been on the online late night, early morning, and you go into this hole, the rabbit hole of the internet? Meaning, you start off with one thing, and then it turns into you're flipping from Twitter. The Twitter leads to Instagram, leads you back to Twitter, leads you over to Facebook, leads you back to Instagram.
Yeah.
And now you don't know how the hell you got to this place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And, and it's just like, and now it's 5:30 in the morning, and you're like, what am I watching right now?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just this rabbit hole of like.
Can I tell you, I did that last night.
With what?
I was in that rabbit hole. I was there.
What was it?
Yeah, put them on this one. I went Instagram, and then it took me to Twitter. No, not Twitter. Yeah, Twitter, right? Twitter take you to Instagram? Oh, no. Instagram will take you to Twitter, right? Or no?
Yeah, they can all take you.
No, Twitter takes you to Instagram.
Twitter takes you to Instagram.
So I was on Twitter, right? And then it took me to Instagram, and then that took me to YouTube.
And that's a whole other world.
I'm pretty sure it took me to YouTube, or I found myself on YouTube somehow, and then you got me to YouTube, but I'm not going to say why. But okay. I was on there watching.
Right.
Because I remember you said something, and then I started watching more of that person.
Yeah.
And then that consumed me for about 45 minutes. Because now I was addicted. I was like, okay, what else does this fucking thing have to say? And then I went back to Instagram. And then I was watching fights, and I was like, man, I gotta stop. That's why I brought that up today. Yeah. It's just like, I gotta stop. And you know, my go-to is Will Smith, bro. I want everyone to hear me right now.
Does that get you back in line?
It gets you back in line.
Yeah.
It gets you in the right, it puts your soul in the right spot, bro.
Yeah, because some people have a darkness, and And you start empathizing with the darkness, and you have to be aware that there is another side. There is the darkness out there, but looking at things optimistically only makes life more fun.
Yes,
you know
yes,
what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you need bad for good.
Yeah,
bad makes good look better.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Totally.
I can see that.
You know, I got into an accident, and I didn't get into an accident. This guy hit me. But there was the reason why he hit me was I think he was acting on his emotions, and he was trying to do something to, God damn it, I'm taking too long to explain
this. Like speed up next to you or something?
No, I was already at a stoplight.
Right.
But there was this space off to my right.
Right.
It was just a little gap. And I think he was mad at me because, I don't know, maybe I was going too slow in front of him. Whatever the case may be, he just wanted to be a dick and get in front of me. So he miscalculated the space between me and the curb and went in between it and just fucking scratched the whole side of my car. But I remember looking at him when in the rear view. right? Because I pulled in front of him, and I'm looking at him, and just this look on his face, like, literally looked like the demon possessed him. Like what I saw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He could have just been angry, like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, God damn it. Like, blah, blah. But to me, what I saw was like demonic.
Oh, my God.
It was an evil that I saw. And that evil did possess him because there was no reason. I was already in the turning lane.
Yeah.
He was just trying to be little extra dick.
Mm-hmm.
He let the demon take over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever that was, that anger that was built up inside of him, whatever the case may be, if I was going slow, who gives a fuck, man?
That is called a lack of emotional intelligence.
Oh, God, I love you. This is why Dre's on the show.
Yeah.
This is why Dre's on the show. I say that all the time. Yeah. When we're on the road, I go, that's why Dre's on the show.
Yeah.
Dre, you are funny. Dre, you are knowledgeable. Dre, you're all that. But I'm telling you, these little fucking gems you drop all the time, it blows our mind.
Thank you, man.
And that's exactly what it is. Yeah. Say it one more time, please.
It is a lack of emotional intelligence.
That is so great that you say that. Is that a real thing? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, no, it's a real thing.
That's what like therapists help people with?
Absolutely.
I love that. And I want everyone to like Google that. If you're at work, Google that and read the definition to yourself because you do need that.
Yeah.
A lot of us suffer from it.
Absolutely.
You let your emotions take over. Why?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right? I told you the other day, man, road rage is not – I'm too old for that bullshit, man. When I was in my 30s, let's go.
Right.
I will chase you for an hour and a half. I didn't give a fuck. Now you honk at me, I don't even look.
Yeah.
I'm in my car. Yeah. I got my seatbelt on, man. I have somewhere good to go.
I mean, you can do something to ruin a whole week, month, year in a split second based off emotion.
Oh, for sure. And, and the worst is like people that are at work, they probably see people that are consumed by their anxiety where you don't even see the person anymore.
Yeah.
You're just talking to the anxiety.
Yeah.
It's like, bro.
Yeah.
You can see it.
You can see it. Like,
people
it's
wear
not
it.
The person's not there anymore. It's just that. Their emotional intelligence isn't there. They just have that one anxiety.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And it has taken over their face.
Yeah. That's why humans are like, we have that other sense.
Yeah.
Because that's why people say, is something wrong? Because they see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We see that emotion.
Yeah. Because I know what you look like when you're human.
Yeah.
And you're not doing that right now.
Yeah. You're not being a human right now.
There's some demon on you right now.
Yeah.
It's a demon, bro.
It is
a demon.
It seriously is.
And I hope I explained that right, because when I did look in that mirror, and like I said, he's probably cursing and he's mad, but I don't hear the audio.
Yeah.
All I see is this guy reacting with this look. You know what I mean? And he was at fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now he's got to take the fall. He's got to pay for an expensive car.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I see in the mirror, just like, argh. And to me, I saw a I remember saying to myself, I was like, dude, that dude's got some demon
in him. Whatever that was probably started 10 miles ago.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
He let it take over.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was deep. God damn, I love you, Dre.
Yeah.
One more time. What is it called so I can write it down?
Emotional intelligence.
Emotional. You lack thereof.
Mm-hmm. Lack thereof.
Control that, man. I'm telling you, your life will be so much better when you control that emotion, man.
Yep.
When you got that shit under wraps, when you got your emotions in your hand, you can just need it any way you want it, you got control of your life.
Think about this. Have you ever been in a conversation or a debate with somebody and you could have walked away or you could have just said okay?
Yeah.
And then you say something so hurtful that you can never come back.
You can never come back, yes.
That's what that is,
man. That's what that is.
It's like you didn't take the temperature of the situation and just go, you know what? This isn't worth this.
It's not.
Yeah.
This friendship, this relationship isn't worth me just going off the rails right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's so true. We all suffer from that. Mm-hmm. We've said some shit to some friends.
Oh, yeah.
We've all said it.
Yeah.
We've said some deep, cutting fucking shit. And even after you guys apologize and become best friends again, you both look at each other like, remember that shit you said?
It's always way
But you don't
back
say
there.
It. It's just
it's
in your head.
Always
like,
back there in the back. Man.
My favorite is the guy that you said it to remembers it. And every now and then he'll cast that look like, I don't know what you said, motherfucker. But the guy that said it also remembers saying it. And he says stuff like, man, I hope you forgot that shit.
And guess what? I didn't.
I did it, motherfucker. and we say that with our eyes. Yo, this is the Koi Pond. We'll be right back. Hey, you guys, are you looking for a car? Well, there's one car that I know is really, really good out there. You know why? Because I have a friend that owns one. It's a Hyundai. It's so beautiful. I sat in this car and I had no idea what it was. And then he said it was a Hyundai. I go, are you kidding me? I had no idea. This has everything that I want. It was comfortable. It was beautiful. It smelled good. It looked good. Everything you want in a car, man. dude, everything about it, man. The dashboard looked like a spaceship. I mean, the seats, beautiful leather seats. It smelled good. It just looked good. It just looked like something you want to take out and just go on a drive with. You want to go out on the town and look good? Get a Hyundai. Get it today. Go to HyundaiUSA.com/shopperassurance, and I guarantee you this car buying experience is going to be made easy. Get your flexible test drive in. They'll set that up for you. You got a 3-day worry-free exchange just so you have that peace of mind. You don't have to worry about it. You can bring it right back. Whatever, they are confident that you will fall in love with this car. So go to HyundaiUSA.com/shopperassurance. HyundaiUSA.com/shopperassurance right now. It's back. Cold Case Files. That's right. Cold Case Files. The podcast is back for season 3 on Podcast One. Join Brooke Gittings and original Cold Case Files host Bill Curtis each week as they explore some of the most difficult to solve murders, which stumped investigators and went cold, and sometimes for decades. You're going to love this show. In fact, you might want to investigate this show. Boom! What a pun. I love you guys. Yeah, bro. We're back, you guys. We're back. And, you know, a lot of people were, like, happy about this guy. Andrew Lopez was on our show.
Yeah.
And now he's back on.
Hi, everybody.
He texted me, and he was like, hey, dude, I'm free, man. I was like, what do you have available, you know, to hang out or anything? Like, what's your schedule look like? He goes, yeah, man, I got a meeting from, like, 10 to 11, and then from 11 to like, next Monday, I'm good.
I'll do anything for friends, man.
I've got like I love comedian friends, because comedian friends have the most amazing schedule. Like, we are available whenever, and you can say any hour, and that's cool. Yeah, like, yo, man, meet me at like I'm trying to think about In-N-Out. Meet me at In-N-Out. What time? 1 a.m. I got a set at 12. Meet me at 1 a.m. And your comic friend will be like, "Fuck yeah, I'll be there."
Right?
Like, we're the only ones that have that. I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then we hit you up an hour before. Like, wait, which In-N-Out do you want me to meet? Okay. Cool. I'll be there.
I'll be there. I was already at that.
The amount of times I'm early to things, I beat everyone places because I have nowhere to be. I'm walking around a mall waiting for someone to text me. Yeah.
You're just killing time. Yeah. I got 40 minutes to kill. Let me go to Bed Bath & Beyond real quick.
The amount of times I saw Mission Impossible by myself because I have no friends.
Man.
Just 2 p.m. at the middle of the
day. You know who else does that? Yo, you go to afternoon movies?
That's the best kind of movie to go
solo,
to.
Solo, if you're by yourself. Yeah. For sure.
You go too?
Yeah, there's no babies. Absolutely. No.
You go, Drake?
I have, but I'm married now. I have to go on a schedule.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Kaylin, do you go to movies by yourself?
Absolutely, I do.
Like, during the day?
Well,
I find this, my mouth is really dropped right now, and I'm not even trying to be funny or, like, my mouth is really dropped that, like, you, 3 out of 4, but you used to?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What? I've never gone to a movie by myself.
Never gone to a matinee.
I think that is
never
weird.
Gone to a movie by yourself.
Never.
Oh, you know what? You're probably one of those guys that just watches one movie at the movies.
Yeah, that's called a human being.
Nope.
Who the fuck goes to multiple movies?
Andrew Lopez.
Yeah, you start at the end, and then you, every time a movie lets go, you walk into the next
one. You walk into the next one. You're like, you fuck, I'll give it a shot. Yeah.
Right, that's a little too much for me.
That's way too much.
You ever watch multiples?
No multiples?
I've never done multiples.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
I've never done multiples. I've never been to, of course, a double feature. I've never been to a double feature. I've only been to a movie, and I have to go with a group. I have to.
How'd you kill time when you were touring when you were younger? Did you like go to movies
God,
the day?
I used to hate my. I would always make friends with the opener.
And y'all go watch a movie together.
Hey, you want to go see a movie? Want to go see a movie with me, dude?
The only way I can see it.
You want to go to a movie, Steve? Sam.
The reason I like going to movies by myself is the amount I cry very easily.
Oh my god!
I cry at everything, so I love being at movies by myself.
Are you really a crier?
I cry at everything. So I cried this morning.
I've never cried in a movie.
Go ahead, Drake.
So listen, Chase. I don't know if you're aware of this, but last time Andrew was here, he spoke about how much he peed himself. So now between the peeing and the crying, are you dehydrated right now?
I rehydrate so I can cry or pee again. That's why I keep it all about me.
That's right. He met you. He didn't meet Chase last time. That's right. Yeah, and he told everybody that he peed in his car, when he was driving, he couldn't hold it on the 405, and he just dumped it.
Yeah,
I mean, dumped it on yourself.
Yeah. Well, no, where else would he dump it?
On the 405? In a water bottle? I don't know.
Dick out the window. Yeah.
Come on, he's not an X-Men.
Right.
No, no, I'm an emotional person, man. If I feel something, I let it go, dude.
All right, well, we went and watched a movie, Andrew, and it was called Searching.
Oh, yeah.
With John Cho.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this. Did you watch the movie?
I've seen it, yeah.
Okay, so the first 7 minutes of that movie,
yeah.
I got Amy on my left, and I got Chase on my right. And all I hear is this. Mind you, hold on. Let me set it up, Kaylin. You ready? Mind you, we were supposed to see Mark Wahlberg, 22 Mile.
Yeah.
We were supposed to see that. But the theater didn't have it anymore. They moved it or some shit. And all they had available was Searching. God bless. I'm glad they did.
Yeah.
So we went to watch Searching, right? But yeah. We were all hyped to see 22 Mile, right? So anyways, we're watching Searching. And the first 7 minutes, this is what I hear. Amy on my left, Chase on my right. And then, boom, she passes away, right? And now we move into the mother passes, right? She has cancer. So that 7 minutes just shows it's like a montage of her fighting it and all that. And now she's gone, right? And now it's the opening scene between the dad and the daughter, right? Chase leans over. Fucking face wet. Whole face just glistening from the light from the movie. He's completely face wet. And he looks at Amy, because Amy's the one that had to choose this movie over 22 Mile. And he goes, "What did you do? What did you do? Why did you pick this movie?" And then he sat back in his chair, and then Amy and I looked at each other and went, "Oh my God." And then we had, so I started petting Chase's shoulder. And I was like, "Oh my God, what is he thinking about?" And I got so sad, man. And then Amy got sad, but this fucking asshole just let the floodgates open.
I get it, dude.
And
he
got
you too.
He got you too.
Not to that level.
It was like up, bro. It was like a world. Mm-hmm. Like I cried multiple times in that movie. I love that movie.
I love that movie, bro.
Really good. Did you not get emotional
that
in the beginning?
Movie? I did, but I was too concentrating on fucking sappy sap over here. But I didn't know he was crying. I thought he was like it sounded like sniffling. So I thought he was just sniffling.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, there's no way this dude could be crying. In fact, I didn't even think like that. That thought never even went through my head. Oh, Chase is crying. It never went through my head.
Chase, are you fighting it or are you just letting
No, he let it go. Bro, when he leaned over, he looked like he was dunking for apples. His whole face was wet. In fact, he should have stuck an apple in his mouth, and I would have been like, "Thank God you weren't crying." "What did you do?" That's what he said to Amy. "What did you do? Why did you pick this movie?" And then he leaned back and started crying some more.
That movie is a sad dad simulator. Like, you feel everything that character feels. You feel, oh my God. I was so into that movie. Yeah. I can't recommend it.
You know what's crazy?
Hard enough.
You know what's crazy, Andrew, is I was telling Chase this. You know, and I love Crazy Rich Asians, and I love the movement. I love the director. I love the soundtrack. I love everything. Yeah. I got friends in that movie, and they all crushed it. And I keep telling everybody to see this movie. But what I love the most about Searching, bro, is it was casted by good, whoever casted it just picked good actors.
Yeah.
It wasn't about ethnicity. It wasn't about your race. It's like John Cho can play a very good dad.
Yeah, totally.
And he fucking nailed it. Totally. What would a dad act like if he didn't know where his daughter was? Is she dead? Mm-hmm. Was she kidnapped? Did she run away? Mm-hmm. John hit every fucking emotion.
Yep.
And I'm telling you that, like, that's what I'm talking about. When it comes to Hollywood, that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
Like, God bless Crazy Rich Asians. I loved it. Everything about it, I loved.
Yeah.
But what I really love is the fact that this movie was carried by just great acting.
Yeah.
It was great acting. Yep. Yeah. It wasn't about ethnicity. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, you got to see Searching because it's got an Asian actor. Yeah, it's an Asian lead.
He just happened to be
in
an
fact,
Asian guy.
They don't even have his fucking face on the poster, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think people should support that movie. Yeah, it's got like 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, man. It's a great movie. What did you think about the shooting, by the way? Did you like how the style of shooting was all done through like surveillance cameras and YouTube videos?
You know what's really funny about that movie? It's like, did you guys ever see that movie Unfriended? It's like that movie Unfriended where it all takes place on a laptop screen. It's a horror movie. But like, yeah, the thing, also the guy that directed it's also Asian, which is really cool. But they wanted people to see it. Only because it was something that's never been done before, and that's what they didn't want anyone to like overshadow that.
Yeah.
But I think the thing about that movie is it's so hard to surprise audiences nowadays.
Yeah.
And get them to movie theaters. But this is that movie that you should see in a movie theater.
Yes.
Like, all 100. The feeling and the way it's shot is an experience in a movie theater.
Mm. Yeah.
And you know I love movie theaters, so like, I support this 100%. And the thing about what you're saying about like. We talked about this last time I was here, but even about comedy, where it's like a black person, an Asian person, an Indian person, whoever you are, a man or a woman, love is the same feeling. We've all felt love the same way.
Yeah.
A black person doesn't love different than a white person. And that's exactly what you're talking about.
He makes love different.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah. He makes love.
He makes love different.
Yeah.
But he feels love the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you're absolutely right.
No, but go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. I think that's just like, and I love story. So I think when you see this movie, to Chase's point about the whole crying thing, it's like it hits so many emotional levels. Like there's fear, there's tension, there's an unsurmountable amount of love at the beginning of the movie. And I love Crazy Rich Asians, but this is one of those movies that has everything.
Yeah. And what I loved crazy. About what I loved also is, like you said, how you said there's love, right? But there's also that other love. There's two parents that are in love with their kids, and they're willing to do whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. The dad is doing whatever it takes to find my daughter now. If I have to be the investigator, then I'll fucking take the lead in this. I'll be the detective. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that brought you to the fucking lake. Mm-hmm. Like, that was his emotion. Like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm doing your job. I'm finding my daughter. And he did. And then there's the other fucking parent who, my son fucked up, but he's a good kid. And I'm doing whatever it takes to protect my kid. Mm. And blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah.
Stop crying, Chase.
Man up. Oh, my God. It was so good.
Chase is crying.
It was a man movie. It was a man movie. You're sitting there talking about it.
As a writer, Andrew, did you appreciate the little hidden gems that they gave you and you didn't really understand it? And then you were like, oh, fuck, that's why they said
totally,
that.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. He Shyamalan's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole thing about a twist. I think, like I've been talking about twists a lot. Like, the people who taught me how to write are all about twists and the thing that you learn. And it's kind of like stand-up where you can't have a punchline or like a misdirect come out of nowhere. You have to be able to look back on it and be like, oh, I saw where it was going the entire time. You're just smarter than me. And if you don't have that, then it's like scaring somebody. That's not the same
thing. That's not the same.
And this
it's
movie
not
had
smart,
a,
too.
It's not smart, yeah.
And it's very lazy when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
I find that very... There's a couple of movies that we watched, and I was just like, that was a lazy ending.
Yeah,
that
was totally.
You guys had 15 minutes to wrap this shit up, and you did it.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like this guy, whoever wrote Searching, was like, I'm thinking of the ending from the beginning of this movie. And then I'm going to twist you again. I mean, that guy has so many. And then we started figuring out other stuff. I shouldn't give it out, but there was other things that I noticed in the movie, but I didn't notice it until the end of the movie when I found out what really happened. Then I noticed the other stuff, and I'm like, that explains that.
Yeah.
Because in the movie, I was like, why is she acting like that? And then I go, oh, I got it now.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah. Whenever we went to the movies at first, we were looking for a movie that was in the 4D. I just wanted to experience the ride.
Oh, yeah.
But Amy picked out this movie that was an emotional ride.
Yeah.
And I was on a ride. Like, I felt everything in that movie, man.
Yeah,
everything.
That emotional roller coaster. Like I said, man, you guys have to see Searching. Yeah, John Cho gave the performance of his life. Yo, talk about a killer actor, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all the actors that were with him, what's her name was in it? What's her name from
Will and Grace?
What's her name? Rebecca. What's her name, Chase?
God, I don't know. Like, everybody was crushing it, though.
But everyone was crushing it. Yeah. But I will say this, John Cho crushed
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
Deborah Messing?
Yeah, Deborah Messing. That's her name. So, anyways, that was my... I just wanted to share that, man.
Great time for Asians in Hollywood right now.
Right?
A lot of Asian-fronted stuff.
But you know what? I don't even like to say that anymore. I like to say it's a great time to be in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's a great time. That. Everyone paved the road, and everyone's getting their due. And, yeah, there are a lot more that, you know, deserve a shot. But with these two movies that are out right now, it's showing that everybody has a hand in Hollywood.
Well, to your point earlier, I think that everybody just wants to see good performances and good storytelling.
Yeah,
and
man.
And that's it. And I think now we're starting to see that everybody is capable of that.
Everyone's capable. Man, you can put John Cho in a Robin Hood outfit. I'm going to watch it. Yeah. Doesn't need to be a white dude.
Yeah, like I saw they had a preview for a movie. They had another Robin Hood movie coming out.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx was Little John.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It looks cool.
It does look cool.
But yeah, somebody else could play Robin Hood at some point.
Someone else could play Robin Hood, man.
It's a fantasy. It's a fairy tale.
It's a fairy. It ain't real anyways.
It's not a real person.
No one wore that outfit. That's fun, man.
Yeah.
That's a good... Yeah, so everyone go watch Searching. Of course, support Crazy Rich Asians. Mm-hmm. Asians. But most importantly, Chase is pushing this 4D, man. He thinks it's the most amazing movie experience you can put your hands on.
No, I'm
right
saying
now.
It's a ride you got to try once. You got to try it once.
But you've been trying it three or four times now.
Well,
you even went by yourself.
This fool went to the movie so early. I can walk into another movie. So
he went to a movie early just so he can sneak into a 4D movie.
Dang!
Have you done the 4D?
Yes, lit, man.
Have you done it?
It's dumb. No. It's a roller coaster.
It is literally. Have you done it? Kaylin?
No, what makes it 4D?
Oh, okay. Well, they do smoke. So if something's on fire on the screen, they'll put smoke in front of you.
If
you get shot, someone comes and shoots your ass.
They poke you little
you might want to wear a vest. If they're eating, you can smell what the fuck they're eating. If someone sneezes, guaranteed water gets shot on your face.
If they're in the restroom, someone farts next to you.
Yep.
Somebody in the movie gets robbed. They take all your money.
They take your money. Like, it really happens, bro.
Yeah,
you become the movie. Okay, let's play a game. What is your favorite movie that fell under the radar, but it is a classic go to, and you can watch it no matter what. Go. Not the big ones. I don't want Coming to America. I don't want any of those classic go to picks. I want fall under the radar and people be
Dutch all day.
Dutch is good. Dutch is good, man.
People talk about those John Hughes movies, and he didn't direct this one, but he produced it, and I think that's the best one.
That is a good one. I think that was his last one, too.
Yeah,
I don't
really
remember anything after John Hughes after that.
Yeah, they don't make
I think he did Beverly Hills Cop 4, and that was the end of John Hughes.
Yeah, I don't like that it seems like Hollywood's always trying to push the shitty stepdad, but there's some... That was a good stepdad. Yeah. That's the best stepdad movie.
Did you cry?
Fuck yeah, probably. Of course.
Okay, I got one. You ready?
What's up?
Predator 2.
I love Predator 2.
Danny Glover. Because everyone always brags about Predator 1 with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Part 2 did not get the love that it deserved because Danny Glover was playing the lead and Arnold wasn't in it. And no one went to the theater to watch that damn movie. And I'm telling you, rent it. You're going to like it better than 1. Yeah. I promise you.
My whole life I've always been friends with a Predator 2 guy. Predator 2 guys love me for some reason. I don't know what it is.
Predator 2 is the best.
My buddy Aaron had a birthday party. Yeah. We rented a giant screen, put it in his backyard, and we pick whatever movie, bro. He's like, Predator 2. And we watched that in the backyard.
Yeah,
it's dope, though.
It is. It grew on me. It grows on
best you. Best scene is when he smashes that window and he makes the healing ointment in the sink with the glass and shit.
Tell me, bro.
So good.
Have you watched it?
No.
Okay, tonight.
You gotta see it.
You gotta do it.
Scorpio is ready.
What's yours, Dre?
So when Chris Tucker was really hot, I was a big fan of his. I'm still a fan of his, but when he was $20 million a movie, and then he did Money Talks.
Ooh.
I thought Money Talks,
hands down, is the best Chris Tucker movie ever.
That was hilarious.
That was my first Barry White song that I ever purchased because of that movie. That opening scene when he's
hilarious.
Best movie. That was the the new Trading Places.
When
you saw Trading Places, you're like, yo, this is so good. That's what that was. Money Talks was like the new version of that.
Yeah.
That good job, man.
And, and you know what's interesting about Money Talks? That the guy that directed that Brett Ratner guy, like after he did that, then he did Rush Hour. He's like, I think I can tweak that and make it a little bit better. What's that? Jackie Chan.
That's exactly what he did. All right, how about you, Drew? What do you got?
Dude, I got it. This is embarrassing, but I love Click.
Oh my God.
Bro, I love Click. Talk about crying, bro.
Yeah, I want to talk about it right now.
I just watch YouTube clips of it just to cry sometimes. It's so good.
But just the premise of it alone is just incredible.
Don't take life for granted, bro.
No, man. I stopped going to Bed Bath & Beyond because of that. That made me so sad. Yeah. That movie made me so sad. And Adam played the best dad in that movie, man.
Yeah. He's so cool,
He's so good. Yeah. And then when everyone was getting, like, when he was losing everything and he wasn't seeing everything, and he was just like, what the fuck did I do? Yeah. Like that.
I love
that
when his kids show up and they're older and he's like heartbroken that he never got to see him grow up.
Yeah. Oh. I hate that movie. I love it. I hate it. I love it. Especially because my son, you know, when I was watching that movie, it was during that time where he was growing. Oh. And I was like, I don't want to ever miss any of these years.
Right? You know, it's a good movie when you only allow yourself to watch it once. Like, I ain't taking that ride no more.
I did it that one time.
At the movie theater.
Done.
I'm out. I get it. I respect. Yeah. Respect. No disrespect.
You're good. Dang, man. All right, Kalen, you're cleaning it up. What is it?
All right. My favorite underrated movie, probably comedy, is called Strange Wilderness.
Oh, so funny,
so
dude.
No, really?
Is that Steve Zahn?
Yeah.
Steve Zahn. Oh, yeah. My God.
That is a good movie.
So funny. Yeah. Is it really?
Like, a joke every line.
So funny.
Is he Steve Zahn in this? Like, does he do the...
Oh, he goes full Steve Zahn.
I love Steve Zahn, bro.
What was the first movie I saw him with? The Jennifer Lopez, George Clooney. What was that?
Oh, that was his first? I thought it was Jack Black.
That was the first thing I saw him in. I don't know the name of that movie, though.
I don't know the name of that one.
George Clooney was a prisoner, escaped, ex-con.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's Out of Sight?
Out of Sight.
He was good in that.
No, Steve Zahn's good in everything he does.
Talk about range. He's funny and he's like John Cho. He can do anything,
He can do anything. But what happened is, where is Steve Zahn?
He's crushing it somewhere. I ain't worried about him.
He needs a comeback bad. I want him back. That dude is phenomenal, bro.
And my soul feels like he made a movie with Martin. Did he make a movie with Martin?
He did, and he crushed it.
Which one was it?
Oh, National Security.
National Security. Crushed that movie. He crushed that movie.
Dude.
And that was a good movie.
That movie was good, man. Martin had that string of playing like Blue Streak, National Security. Yeah.
Blue Streak was so good.
Blue Streak was good.
Nothing to Lose was one of my favorites. Dude, Martin has so many great hits, man.
They kept teaming him up with white guys, and they got whiter and whiter. Yeah. It's like, I can't get any whiter than this guy. Nah. Here's Steve Zahn. Oh, shit.
Oh,
never
shit.
Mind.
That's really white. Damn, man. Those were some great-ass movies, man.
Yeah.
Martin was so good.
Right?
He's coming back, though.
Oh, man.
Bad Boys 2. Oh, wait. Bad Boys 3.
It's called Bad Boys for Life, which makes me get confused that they went with the 4 there. Right? It's the third one, and it's called Bad Boys for Life.
Ah.
I feel like they should have put something in between.
They should have, huh?
Yeah.
As long as they don't put Diddy in it.
Why?
I love Diddy, man. I love Diddy Mogul.
It's a joke. Bad Boys for Life joke.
I want that song in there. I want that song. I want play that song. Bad Boys for Life. I want that song.
Hey,
I want the opening. I want the opening scene to have.
Get him to the Greek, Diddy, and get him to the Greek.
Dude, so good
in that movie, man.
Everything Diddy touches in a movie, he crushes. Oh, he's good, God. Man.
Who knew?
He's good, dude.
Underrated Martin Lawrence movie. Go.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn it. Oh shit.
Favorite one.
But it's not underrated. But it's great.
What?
Life.
Ooh,
he crushed it.
It should be considered more of a classic than it is.
That should be like the most amazing movie ever made. They played 9 characters, bro.
Yeah.
They did every. They did the 20-year-old. They did a 30-year-old. Yeah. They did a 40. They did a 50. They did a 60. They did a 90-year-old man.
Right.
And they crushed every scene. My favorite is when he wanted that pie. I'm gonna get that pie.
Your favorite
pie
Martin
was
movie.
Good.
Dude, Black Knight, man.
I was gonna say Black Knight, man.
Black Knight,
bro.
Batman. Is that what you're talking about? Black Knight?
No. Martin Black Knight.
Oh, favorite Martin movie. Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought we were just still on movies. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. Black Knight, I've never seen that.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no one has.
It's like
dumb.
Army of Darkness, but with Martin.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
He goes back in time to medieval times.
Wait,
never
I
seen
did
a black
see that.
The yeah. whole premise is they've never seen a black person
right.
before.
Right.
I want to see that.
But what's great about it is I feel like in Black Knight, he plays... It's like the Martin from the TV show Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the most Martin in Martin.
And it's called Black Knight.
It's called Black
Knight. Is
that
the one where he's on the cover and he's got like a Knight in a
football
jersey? He's wearing a Jets jersey, dude.
I gotta watch that. That already looks good.
Dude, if they re-released it now, it would make $1 billion.
For sure.
Oh, dude,
look how
he's
good
so
he looks.
Good.
He hasn't aged a bit, man.
Dude, he's so good. There's just, I want to hug him, dude.
Right?
I went to You So Crazy, man.
Yeah.
I went to that tour. That was one of my favorite. I was front row, man, at the Aladdin Theater. I took Mona, my cousin, man. I was crying. He was so good.
Wow.
All leather outfit, man. I remember he was sweating profusely. I was like, man, it's that leather you got on.
Was that
take
the,
that
the
shit
beige,
off.
The beige leather?
Is that, no, was that the that one he wore at ours was all black. It was just a black baseball leather outfit. But man, that's
the special that the first special that I really watched. Like we kept rewinding the tape. Let's watch it again. Like I think we watched it three times in a row
man.
When that
it's
came
that
out. My
good,
whole family.
Though.
Yeah, man.
The sweat glistening all over
your body. Yo, my man, give her two pieces of cheese. Hook it up.
He's so good, dude.
What they did to Rodney Dangerfield was wrong. I love
Yo, if you
that.
Guys don't know what we're talking about, just rent You So...
Buy
you,
it. Just
is
buy
You So
it.
Crazy?
Yeah, You So Crazy.
Yeah, you gotta watch that, man. It's so goddamn funny, man. Martin at his best. You got that Bad Boys for Life?
Oh, dude, this song made me love scooters, man. That music video.
Come on,
dude.
I think this is a nerd. I think this is nerd. I think
like
Pharrell did this.
Yeah.
Hey,
my marching band used to play this song.
Listen to that.
Remember how cool the music video was? It was like, yo, this is
they were
the suburbs.
Yeah. They were killing it.
Oh my god.
Come on,
so
man.
Sick.
Bad Boys for Life. That's the song.
That's the
they're
song.
They're definitely going
to
use that song.
Awesome.
That's the song they're going
to
use.
That was one of the first albums I obsessively listened to was the Bad Boy 2 soundtrack.
Yep, I have Bad that
Bad Boys
one.
2. And mm-hmm. Diddy produced the entire thing.
Oh, he did?
So sick. Yeah, yeah. It's got like a Mace song that was unreleased. It had a Loon song before he went to jail.
That's what's crazy. Yeah, he produced it. And then, but when you watch the movie, it says, you know, P. Diddy did the music. And this is additional music by Dr. Dre. I'm like, this movie had the budget of everything.
Yeah, man.
Remember that song, Shake Your Tail Feather?
Yeah.
That song's so good.
Dude,
that
is so fucking sick.
That's so
you start hearing that, you just start sweating
away,
dude.
Oh my god.
Dude, that song can do anything. You can be in a marching band.
Yeah.
You can run your football team out with that. You can get into a street fight.
Yeah, dude.
You can do anything with that song.
Yep.
Wait, we gotta play Shake Your Tail Feather. Kaylin, play Shake Your Tail Feather, man. I don't think anyone knows how good this song
you
is, man.
I love Bad Boys so much that's my background.
Oh,
that's
wrong, dude. The best, man. Who shot that again? Was that
Michael Bay, man.
Michael Bay. That was the start of... Oh, turn that up, bro. So good.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. Can't you be a boxer and walk into the ring with this? This should be a UFC fight song right here. Just walking down.
Right?
So good.
You're about to fight for the belt?
Bro.
Yo, this dude won the fight already.
Right?
Just does like a little shoulder pop as he walks.
Yeah. Hey.
That's the walk in?
Yeah. With your hood up, bro. With your hood up.
Yes. Yes. I love it. Cut that. What?
So good,
that's the
man.
Song right there.
I miss Nelly, bro.
Man, Nelly's yeah. run was crazy.
Nelly's yeah. run was crazy, bro.
You know what? Nike should pay Nelly so much money for that Air Force One.
Oh, my God.
Because I will tell you this. And Dre loves Air Force Ones. I don't know why, but he does. I think, hands down, they are the worst shoe ever made by Nike. They're the worst. I know they were the first shoe with the air pocket in it. I remember the poster. I remember all like eight of the guys that wore it for the NBA. I didn't like any of them.
It has to be hands down the heaviest Nike.
It weighs exactly 14 pounds.
I think
it is the worst. You might as well strap two bricks to your
guess
foot.
Guess how many pair I have?
You have about 10.
I have. Two.
That's bullshit. That's you got two. That's how we ended. I'm sorry. I walked on your line. I should have known you were setting me up, bro. I should have known that there was going to be a Nelly callback. God damn it, that was good. When you went to the mall, you were like, "I'm gonna buy me the Tuper." Hands down, the worst shoe ever. And I swear to God, I bet you Nike made like 10. I bet you they had about 20 million pairs of Air Force Ones that weren't selling. And they were like, God, if we can just get a rapper to say something cool about these pieces of shit, we won't have enough in stock. And that's exact. Nelly was like, give me a Band-Aid. Let me go.
Blew them up.
Blew them up.
I think that shoe saves lives, bro.
Really?
I do. Because you know what? If you're ever about to get in a fight and you look down, the dude has dirty Air Force Ones, you
don't
already
fight
lost.
Him. No, don't
you
fight him. Lost. Don't fight him. Don't fight him.
And if they lean in too,
don't fight
forget
him. If he has a leaning pair of Air Force Ones all mudded up and those are his go-out shoes, yo, don't fight him. Walk away. Say I'm sorry. Say my bad. Whatever you gotta do, don't fight that motherfucker, man.
And don't step on those dirty ass shoes.
Don't step on them. Yes. It's terrible, bro. That is so true, man. Don't fuck with a guy with dirty Air Force Ones on. That dude has seen everything,
you got
man.
A death wish.
That is so funny, man. That's what I love about the Koi Pond, man. We're informative. We'll make sure that you're okay on the street.
You'll be safe.
You'll be safe. We'll tell you the right things to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to cry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you're a dude, but you're allowed to cry. I'm the guy that fights it, bro.
I fight it.
I fight it, man.
Oh, man, that shit'll shorten your life, bro. You got to let it out. Yeah. Let it out. Yeah. Train yourself to let it out.
Yeah, man. Don't let your emotions take over too much, though. What is that called?
That's a lack of emotional intelligence.
And you don't want that. Mm-hmm. A lack of emotional intelligence, man. Control that shit.
Control
Be
it.
A man. But you can still cry.
You can still cry. You gotta
Chase
cry.
Cries.
Yep.
Chase cried at the opening scene of Up.
Who didn't? You didn't?
I did too.
Andrew.
In fact, what you can do.
Yes.
If you encountered the guy with the dirty Air Force Ones. Cry.
Just cry.
Cry.
Wow.
Just start crying.
Bro, no one's going to fight a dude crying. I've said that 1,000 times.
Just start right. crying.
Yeah. You think if you see a guy with dirty Air Force Ones, that dude fights. But if that dude that wears Air Force Ones sees a dude that's crying, he ain't gonna fight him. He's too much of a man. He ain't gonna do that. Men fight men. You got time for that bullshit? You're crying, man. You need to fight someone with Sperry Topsiders on or something. You need to fight someone on your emotional level, motherfucker. Andrew, you are a joy, dude. Thank you for coming on, man.
Crash,
I'm sorry you
man.
Came late.
No, I'm late to everything.
Yeah, that's well, you were early usually,
yeah.
But today you were a little late. But yeah. I've never seen someone come with their own glass of water before. I've seen people come to places with bottled water. Andrew came with a glass of water.
It's 2018, dog.
No straws. He doesn't have a hydro flask.
Ice water.
He got a glass of ice water. Remember that back in the 80s when your friend's mom would go, "You want some water?" They brought you a glass of ice water. That's what Andrew brought to the pod, man. That fool walked in with a glass of ice water. That shit spilt all over his car.
Got four good sips in.
Holy shit, man. This has been a fun pod, bro. Keep laughing, you guys. That's what it's about. You want to control your emotions? Yo, let the good ones fly, though. You want to cry? Cry. You want to laugh? Fucking piss yourself laughing. Those are good emotions. Quit being uptight, man. Enjoy life. You only live once. Hug your friends. Call your mom and say you love her. I'm going to do it right now. Love you guys. Koi Pong, we're out.
Peace.
I had no time, so I would make her way. Yeah. Now who'd have thought that she would walk away from me? I'm sleeping on her now, I'm wide awake. Damn, I miss the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second.
ADT can design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. Set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do the things like lock the doors or set the thermostat when you leave. Even close your garage door from virtually anywhere. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, and garage door control, even video doorbells. Visit ADT.com/podcasts to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you.